Samsy and Josh.
A man is lucky to be alive after he fell off his boat and his face hit the propeller blades. So, as you can imagine, that sounds quite graphic, and it was quite graphic. The photos of the incident, a lot of blood. So, basically, he was sailing in Fiji, and then so what he wanted to do was he wanted to explore a small bunch of islands. So, he took the little dinghy, and he's like an experienced sailor. So, he thought, you know what, I'll be fine. It is a bit windy, but I should be okay. So, he went for
Probably nothing around that he hasn't done before.
Well, yeah, he just said he underestimated it. So as he was making his way back to the boat, thankfully he was close to the main sailboat. The front of the dinghy lifted up, flicked him off.
Oh god!
But because normally there's a kill switch that's attached to the engine, that's attached to your wrist, but it had come loose, so it didn't kill the engine or the blades, and so the blades are still running. His face has hit the blades, and his chest, and basically cut him up. Thankfully, they could get him. So thankfully, they're going back on board.
Yeah.
Luckily, one of the people he was sailing with was a doctor as well. So that was obviously a big help.
Yeah.
He called the ambulance or the rescue.
Yeah.
Paid the $19,000 fee on his own credit card to help this guy out.
What a guardian angel!
Amazing, right? So. Thankfully, he's okay now. He's still got, obviously, a lot of scarring. Yeah. He can't breathe through his right nostril. But he, in total, had 150 stitches in his face, feet, hands, waist, and chest. He's had a broken jaw as well as a partially severed nipple. But the main thing is that he is alive.
He's lucky to be alive.
Isn't that amazing?
And that someone on board just happened to have the credit card handy and get him out of there.
Yeah, I know. What would they do without the credit card? Did they just not pick you up? You know,
I guess it would be a tab at some point. They're not asking for an exchange of money before taking
it. No. 52232955. How many stitches did you need? Because 150 stitches.
That's a lot.
Right across the body. That is a lot, isn't it?
It might not be as many as 150.
No, of course.
I mean, you may have racked up a few staples going through something or.
You cut yourself badly. You didn't realise it. Could have been doing anything.
Yeah.
I know that. My mum in the kitchen, just cutting her hand, had to get 4 or 5 stitches through
the... What was she doing?
Well, she was cooking and cutting up something. That's all I know. She ended up driving herself to the hospital too. Dad didn't even realise that she'd done it. Anne-Marie in Norlane, how many stitches did you need?
I only needed 5, nowhere near 150 though. And it was just because my kids decided they'd put a can of some sort in the garbage bin as I was walking it outside to put it in the outside bin, and I sliced my rig open and needed to be tourniqueted and taken to the hospital because I've got a rare blood condition called ITP that causes my body not to clot. So my 14-year-old had to tourniquet my leg and off I went.
How did he learn to do such a thing? Does he watch a lot of ambulance? Or is it just mum sort of going, okay, grab like a tie and just pull tight?
I think once I got diagnosed 4 years ago with ITP and we learnt that just a paper cut could really cause a lot of bleeding and stuff, we've just taught the kids that if something happens to me like that, we need to cover it and put pressure on it straight away. And if it's serious enough, we have to go get checked. To the doctors, the hospital, wherever I need to go. And yeah, and she watches Grey's Anatomy too, so I think that helps.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's where we've learned.
We
I mean, we all know how to do a tracheotomy because of Grey's Anatomy, let's be honest. Lou in Belmont, it was your partner. What happened?
So it was a drunken incident. He got home from a Christmas party a few years ago, decided to try and crack a frozen dog bone in half on the concrete. And it rebounded and smashed his finger open, and he needed 4 stitches to put the fingernail basically back in place on that finger.
So what was the dog bone doing? Was he?
Look, he thought that the dog needed a treat because he was drunk and happy, and the dog needed to be happy too. But the dog bone was too big.
And he's in the car with you right now?
Look, he was, but he decided to hop out and chat to one of his workmates to save the embarrassment.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't think you could ever live that down.
I don't think Lou is letting him live that down.
No, imagine doing that with the dog bone to rip off your nail.
Oh. On K-Rock, 955.
I did the right thing yesterday and it's still backfired on me.
Right. Tell us about it. What happened?
Well, let's just say sometimes it's not worth being spontaneous. Let that be a CSA to you.
Well, that's very, once again, sad, isn't it? You just always find a way to bring down the mood. Spontaneity is very important.
I do love spontaneity, but I'm currently in pain.
Let's all go through a routine every day. Tick, tick. Yep, done the list. Go to bed.
I woke up yesterday, the sun was shining, and I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to go to the beach.
Right, nice one. And a lot of people would have been there.
Yeah, and usually by that point, the idea's there, but then you start going through, okay, I've got to lather up with sunscreen, I've got to pack a bag, I've got to bring a change of clothes. Yep. Then
Jeez,
you start.
You make it sound tough to go to the
beach. It is really tough. And now that I'm in GWS, because when I was in Armstrong Creek, it was like 10 minutes Bowen Heads, 10 minutes to Torquay. And now it's on the other side of town. And then you're like, have I left it too late? Because by the time I get there, am I going to get a park? I'm making it a lot worse for myself than it actually is.
Sounds like a fun weekend, honestly.
Basically, I just do everything in my power to talk myself out of it, right? Because I've never.
Struggling to see how you're single, honestly. Just don't know.
I'm a late convert to the beach. I never grew up near the beach. Yep. It wasn't really, you know, where my family went on summer vacations or anything like that.
Yeah, neither.
But I do love the water. Anyway, I went, you know what? No, I'm going to take advantage. I've got the day off. I've got the morning off. I am going to get some rays. I'm going to go for a quick dip. I just want to chill out and read my book. And that's what I did. Went out to Ocean Grove Main Beach, surf beach. Laid for a couple of hours, left before the real intense heat of the day kicked in.
Yeah, right.
You know, sun
that's
smart.
Good. Clever.
Anyway, ran a few errands on the way home, got home mid-afternoon. I thought, God, my abs are sore.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did I do yesterday? I'm like, oh, I did cardio. Cardio was cardio. But I'm like, nah, it wasn't that. Lift up my top. I'm sunburned. I've got this thick GT stripe across my stomach.
Oh, wow.
I thought to myself, I've lathered. Went and checked the sunscreen.
So you missed a spot.
It was out of date.
Oh, does that really matter?
Clearly. I guess it does.
How long were you in the sun, though, for? Did you put it on before you went?
Yeah. Put it on, lathered on, let it sort of seep and you know, sink in, you know, let it.
Yeah, yeah. How long before, when was the last time you really sat in the sun?
Yeah, it'd been a while.
A long time.
And it's been a while since my midriff has probably seen the light of day.
Yeah.
I do have twilight skin. It sparkles in the sun.
It's sort of almost like not doing exercise for a year and then trying to run a marathon, you know?
So the reason why it hurts even more is because it's really in the most unfortunate position. It's right on my
butt. You don't need to show me.
No, it's
you
on my butt. No, it's on my buckle bit.
That's fine.
It's on my buckle bit, right where the buckle of my pants is. It's bright red. I'm really worried now. I'm really concerned because of where it is. When that starts to fade from red into a little bit, you know, more of a darker colour. Not that I encourage that form of tanning, but with a white chest and with, you know, the midriff, I'm going to look like a walking block of top deck.
Wow. Top deck. That's,
A visual?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unfortunate for you.
I'm radiating heat right now. It's really
There's so much wrong with whatever, everything you say sometimes. It's just horrible.
On K-Rock, 955.
A very sociable weekend, Josh.
Yeah, right.
We had birthday drinks on Saturday. Actually got to catch up with your partner, Kat. We had a good old chat.
Yeah?
Yeah, caught up on life, talked about little Judge May.
Yeah.
And thankfully, no discussion about you, which I was happy with.
That's
you know,
good,
we have enough Josh in our life. So,
right.
You know, just there's
well,
other
who needs
things.
More?
Well, there's other things going on in life. But, you know, it was just nice because we don't often, you know, work wife and home wife don't often, you know, cross
And there's
paths.
A reason for that. Yeah. Yeah.
But last night as well, got to go out and try the Arborist. Now, that's on Little Mallop Street, just out
front of
Mabse. And it's really cool. Again, not an ad, but they've actually built it around the trees that are actually positioned. So they've actually built the infrastructure and the building around the trees.
Good fit out then.
Now, we had to take the gamble because we actually booked it, because at the moment, like most places, you have to, it's booking out fast because everybody can be sociable again. They can go out. We did have the chance. We're like, oh, what's the weather going to be? Oh, it's better just to, let's go inside. We're guaranteed of a seat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not going to get rained out.
I like it.
But I did have to pull myself up last night. I realised, and I reckon there's a lot of people in the same situation at the moment because of the excitement of being sociable and being out. And also as venues are starting to increase capacity again, the volume at which one speaks.
Well, because it's loud, you're speaking louder.
And also too, you're not trying to communicate on a FaceTime anymore. You're not on a Zoom. And, you know, as people get closer.
Yeah.
Because tables, you know, you don't have the necessary, you know, the 4 square metres, all that kind of thing where, you know, you can kind of whisper, but it's kind of a loud whisper and you know no one's going to be eavesdropping in, listening in.
Yeah, exactly. You should have margin for error.
Right. So Jess, who I caught up with last night, I actually haven't seen her since before the second lockdown. So I haven't seen her since June. So there was so much to catch up on. But I just felt with the excitement and the energy levels, and also too, as people were coming in to dine, I did notice about half an hour in that we'd kind of gone from just having, you know, really quiet, you know, kind of just private conversation. We're starting to talk a little bit like this. But it wasn't so much the volume, because we weren't being disrespectful. It was more the content in which we were speaking about. It was getting kind of personal. Like, we were talking about boys and we were talking about work and we were talking about women things. And and of course, you know, whenever we've caught up, it's always been in the privacy of our homes or, you know, at a bar where there's no one else has been around.
Feel safe, yeah.
So just a bit of a warning, because we had, there was one couple beside us. And there was one point where I did say to Jess, going, I would feel so bad if this is like their first Tinder date, because they have just heard bits about our anatomies that they probably shouldn't have.
And yeah, oh, we get it now. It's Samson and Josh on K-Rock.
On K-Rock, 955.
I became one of those people that I laugh at this morning.
Right.
10 o'clock this morning, a very public case of embarrassment. All I needed was the soundtrack. Like, you know, on Australia's Funniest Home Videos, it's boing, or it's like, boo. I just needed one of those. So I came in early before work this morning because I was grabbing a coffee. So I decided to get one of those cheeky all-day parks at the end of Mellup Street up near the Eastern Gardens.
Oh, nice one. Very sorted after.
Right. I chanced it, and luckily I got one of the last ones because it was warm yesterday and I thought it's going to be warm today and I don't want to be out every 2 hours shuffling car spots.
No.
Right? Like musical chairs. So as I'm walking down Mellup Street, I've got my handbag on one arm, I've got my cooler bag with my lunch for the week in the other, because I'm meal prep. So both arms are carrying, basically.
Right.
And I had my phone in my hand, but I wasn't using it. I think I just had it because it was on my charger.
Well, it's just part of your life, isn't it? You know, everyone just holds their phone.
They do. So as I'm walking down, and I hit Mellup and Ballerine Street, so it's just before that furniture store on the corner, if I was to cross the road.
Yep.
So as I'm approaching that, I get a message on my phone. And usually I'll just look down and have a quick look who it's from and maybe the first couple of words, you know, cool.
Do I need to respond right now?
Exactly, you know? Right. Because it was a lovely morning. I was just taking it in, walking straight.
Trying to be present, you know.
Right.
Trying to be better.
Getting some vitamin D before work starts. But this message was actually a personal one and it caught my attention. It was some information that I was waiting to receive.
Oh, okay.
So I've opened up the message and very quickly became engrossed in what was quite a long message.
Right, immersed, waiting for the decision.
Correct.
Potentially. Whatever it was that you were waiting for.
That part of the story I can't...
No, absolutely not.
Kind of elaborate on.
Sign an NDA.
But as I'm fully involved in reading this very important message, a concrete planter box came out of nowhere.
God, just like that pile on your car hit.
So 2019. It was about shin high.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
And I was faced with a very difficult situation because as I've made impact and I could feel myself starting to tip like the bird on The Simpsons that's hitting the Y key, I'm like, I've got my bag, which is actually open. It's not zipped up. So I've got if I let go of that, everything's going to spill
it's
out on
gone.
The concrete.
Your unmentionables.
If I drop the other bag, it's got food in it. That's going to splatter. That's my lunch for the week.
That's your week. Meal prep.
And I've got my phone in my hand. I'm not going through another phone again. I've gone through 3 in 2 years.
I mean, the conundrum. So what's going on?
So I did the only thing I could do.
What was that?
Face first into the planter box.
Wow. I mean, the decision was made.
But then you have to do that thing that you... Well, there's only one decision. There's only one choice to make when you get up and dust yourself off in that situation at an intersection, very busy time of the morning, yeah. Cars waiting at lights. Ignore it, pretend it didn't happen, keep your That's head right. down in your phone. There was nothing to see here. I'm sure there were people at that intersection of Ballerina Malib Street who found it hilarious.
Is there camera footage there? Do you reckon we can track that down?
We could probably.
I mean, ask. I think that would just, everyone deserves a laugh this year after the year that we've had.
Oh, look, if you did laugh, if you were at that intersection and saw me at 10 o'clock this morning, 5223 2955.
I'm sure someone will have some footage. Surely there is a CCTV like camera. Just.
But I mean, I sacrifice my face for my food, and I think that says a lot.
It absolutely does.
On K-Rock, 955.
Amazing that I'm the one delivering this news as well. Massive responsibility. But according to one man, one evangelical pastor and YouTuber, Paul Begley.
I mean, when I need trustworthy news, I go to a YouTuber.
Well, the world is set to end December 21. Good news if you haven't done your Christmas shopping. not going to have to make it.
That's Monday. Usually for this type of announcement, I would like a little bit more notice just to get things in order.
You know, I've only just found out about it, so I'm just... passing it on to you as quickly as I can.
Not blaming you. I'm just usually in this situation. It's nice to have a little bit more lead-up time.
So according to him, there's evidence based on this from the Mayan calendar. And I'll get to that in a second. But it's also cited that Jupiter and Saturn are going to be very close to each other and they create a double planet phenomenon in the sky. I think you talked about it not too long
ago. Yeah, at the start of the month, there's five... cosmic events that were happening across the month, and that was the pinnacle.
So the last time that happened was in 1623. So obviously the Mayan calendar, you might have remembered this, ended back in 2012. They said that on December 21, 2012, the world was going to end. So they're saying that the Mayan calendar was out by 8 years.
That's a little bit of a glitch in the matrix if it's out by 8 years.
I mean, I don't know how they got the 8 years later or if it's just sort of helped them. Also falling on that day is the winter solstice as well. There's like all these events that are starting to, you know, fall onto the same day.
Surely it's not bad. I mean, surely it's not good. I don't know.
I'd say the world ending's not good at all.
No.
I'd say it's not a great thing at all, no. But, yeah, he's claiming it's going to happen. Also, turns out that is his birthday too. So he doesn't want it to end either. He wants to celebrate the next year of his life.
Oh, I mean, he's had to go through years of having his, well, celebrate his birthday and Christmas in the same week. He's probably over it. He probably gets his birthday gifts on Christmas Day.
You reckon he gets forgotten about too much?
Yeah. That's why he's flipped a table. He's like, you know what, stuff? Yeah, the world's ending.
Well, I mean, what are they going to say if it doesn't end this time? That the Mayan calendar was out...
9 years.
9 years? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, December 21, everybody.
On K-Rock, 955.
You would know that I don't get presents, Stampsy.
You do not do presents.
Well, I chip in for them. I don't buy them, though. It's too much
pressure. You don't want the responsibility?
No.
You don't want to seem like you are actually investing anything other than money?
That's right. Because do I care on a material level? Not really, you know?
No, you know, just keep your enemies close and your friends...
Even further away. Yep. Don't want any emotional connection in the workplace. All right, so I did get you a present today and I got to surprise you, which kind of... We'll talk about how much of an ordeal it was after it, but here's what I surprised you with.
Yeah. All right, something you definitely don't have.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to fit in the box. I don't know how you describe it. I mean, it's small. I guess you would be responsible for it if you had to have one.
Is it an animal?
No, it's not an animal. It's probably about the size of like 4 kilos. And it breathes, and her name's Georgie. Oh, you made me cry.
Beautiful. My auntie stamps.
That's not going to happen.
So you got to meet little Georgie May for the first time today.
For someone who doesn't do presents, that was the greatest gift you actually could have given me, was to surprise me with that, because I was really sentimental. I was really looking forward to meeting her. And it was so there was a bit of a setup. I was under the illusion we were recording something for TikTok.
Yeah, that's right.
You brought in Changs from the digital department.
Yep.
And you actually had me blindfolded. So
that's
I thought it was like you were going to describe what was in the box and I had to guess it. It was just all a ruse.
Absolutely. So, but what had happened was off the air, we were trying to organise to get Kat in here without you seeing, right? So obviously Changs was involved. He set up the whole idea about TikTok. So we're like, okay, that's working. We got Maddie from the digital department involved. Now, Maddie's role was to wait in reception until we gave the thumbs up that we started to film, bring her in.
Okay.
So, you know how you can click your little emoji button for thumbs up? You know, just simple, nice and easy. I reckon I hit the thumbs up button about 12 times. And then so we're trying to delay, like trying to find blindfolds. We're trying to, you know, tell people, you know, oh, hold on, I'll get a camera. Is the camera angle? Do we need to lower the desk? Just trying to fill time. I ended up texting Kat to come through and make her a part of it. So it was just an ordeal.
I was wondering why I was standing in the studio blindfolded for about 5 minutes going, have they left me here?
Yeah.
Are they recording me just standing by myself in a studio?
Which would have been a bit of TikTok, but absolute ordeal. So we'll chuck the video up of Stampsy meeting Georgie May, my daughter, for the first time.
It was the most amazing. I'm so glad to have met her. She is beautiful.
It is Stampsy and Josh on K-Rock.
On K-Rock, 955.
Right now I want to talk about one of my favourite blogs, and that is Mumsnet. Always provides a bit of insight into what's happening.
You often bring the popcorn to Mumsnet, don't you?
It's good value. Mm. It is really good value. People have talked about, you know, why someone didn't get a second date. So these are people they've dated, they've gone the first date, they've gone, nah, there's no way this is going any further.
Okay.
One lady shared the fact that they'd gone to go through a park, so like a botanical gardens. They both got a takeaway coffee so they
romantic.
Could walk. I like that because you don't have to look at each other in the eye. You just let the conversation flow as you walk through.
It's not as intense. And because it's only a coffee too, you're not sitting there waiting for the meal to be delivered.
However, he decided to leave his takeaway coffee cup on the ground instead of putting it in a bin. Bang, not getting
red
a second
flag.
Day. I reckon too. There'd be plenty of bins around.
If that's the way you're going to treat a coffee cup, how are you going to treat me?
This lady said that she's not really a shallow person, but he decided to rock up to the date wearing his mobile phone in a little pouch on his belt. She said that just killed any potential for me. I think you got to look a little bit deeper.
It's very 90s.
It is. But, you know, carry it where you want, I suppose. Went on a date with a guy who mentioned 3 times during the event that he was very much a fan of pink balloons. Just liked having them around the house, in particular the bedroom.
Pretty sure I've seen an episode on an SBS show about that fetish.
Taboo? Yeah. Another lady said, worst night of my life, dumped him on the first date. Now we're married with kids. Obviously, things picked up somewhere in between.
He didn't take no for an answer.
52232955. What was the reason that they didn't get a second date? Did they do something small or was it big? Stancy, what about you?
We really need to have violins queued when it gets to this point. Two off the top of my head.
Okay. Oh, geez. All right. Well, let's not be here all day.
teed up a date. I was on a RSVP years ago. I'm going back like almost 12 years ago.
Before you could swipe, really.
Really. I had to spend half an hour filling out a profile. After the first date, we also caught up for a coffee and I had to drive him home afterwards.
Oh, wow.
He still lived with his mum.
Okay.
His mum had dropped him off because he doesn't have a car or a license and he was 32.
Okay.
Bam, bam.
That wasn't for you. Fair enough.
Yeah. Or the guy.
Do you need the second one? Is this going to get sadder? Because, you know, people are just looking for a bit of light relief when they drive home.
A guy I'd swiped on Tinder decided to take me to the circus for a first date, which can be deemed as
kind of cute.
He asked if I'd like anything. I said, yeah, I would like a bite to eat. He came back with fairy floss.
Oh, I don't think that. Okay, interesting. High standards. We did ask the question as well on the Facebook page why they didn't get the second date.
This one's pretty brutal. Leanne said, asked how old my sister was in case we didn't work out.
Oh, wow. That is brutal.
That would be a red flag. Yeah, I would probably be in the same situation. I'd say thanks, but no thanks.
52232955. Bo in St. Albans Park. Why didn't they get the second date?
You know, pretty standard. Forgot to show up on the first one.
Oh, no.
So, Bo, was it an online swipe situation or a setup by a mate?
Yeah, so just, you know, classic Tinder. Yeah. Been chatting with her for you know, a few days in advance. I was going to meet someone for dinner. Texting her right up until almost the minute of sort of, just got a park, where are you? No response.
Oh.
Hung around for a little while and then, yeah, I was like, this is just annoying.
Yeah, I reckon. Getting ghosted on the... Oh,
I feel, yeah, that happened to me with a Bumble date as well.
Yeah.
He wanted to meet me at the inn.
How hard is it just to say, look, oh, it's not happening?
I heard from him 3 days later, oh, yeah, I actually had a dentist appointment and the anaesthetic knocked me around. It's like, well, why would you agree to a date if you were going to the dentist?
Take care of your teeth. Yeah, having coffee after that.
Yeah.
Sam and Karai, why didn't they get the second date?
Basically, he ate my dinner when I went to the bar to get a drink.
No,
he had already eaten his meal.
And he helped himself. I mean, what had you ordered? Did it look appealing?
Well, it was pretty disappointing, to be honest, because it was, instead of going into the actual main restaurant of where we went, we just went into the bar side, the tabouret.
Yeah,
it was quite noisy and he sort of smashed down his meal and I said, I'm just going to get a drink from the bar. And I actually knew the bartender and I was just having a quick chat and I went back and I looked at him and I'm like, where's my meal gone? And he says, oh, I thought you were finished. And I actually swore at him. I was like, you got to be beep serious. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but you can have my dinner roll. And I was like,
he didn't expect you to pay for it afterwards, did he?
No, he did pay for it, but it was off the little bar menu, so it was only a $12 meal.
Yeah. Well,
so it was nothing expensive. But then he actually complained when we left because he felt like I was just eating and running. So I actually gave him the $15 and I left.
Oh, well, good on you. I tell you what, but you did get the dinner roll. So, I mean, that's a win.
No, I didn't. I basically told him to shove it.
Oh!
On K-Rock, 955.
Oh, we've all had to wear the mask this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an interesting one. They're also doing it overseas as well, in Japan. But another guy's come up with a different type of mask.
Okay.
Think, do you remember the movie Face Off?
Yep.
John Travolta, Nicolas Cage, they switch faces.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. They actually did it.
Seen that movie 3 times. Fell asleep, exact same point.
Oh, wow.
So there's actually about a middle part to about a third of the way through the movie. I haven't seen.
Right.
I keep falling asleep. It's not a fun fact that you'd use on a trivia night, but for some reason I just can't get through that film.
Yeah, well, that's great. So they do change faces, but a guy in Japan, he's created with 3D, his 3D printer, the chance for you to wear another person's face. So the masks look actually pretty realistic.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen a video game recently, but like say GTA where they cut to it and they look pretty realistic. That's what it sort of looks like on you.
Oh, wow.
His plan is to make them even more realistic so you can become someone else for the day or whatever it is as you go through life. And it's going to cost you about $1,000, but I mean...
cheaper than plastic surgery.
That's true. That's true. He plans on adding more and more faces. It's just you want to send them.
Surely
through.
You'd have to get the rights to use someone's face, though.
Potentially, maybe it's a sign-up thing. Maybe you can go, "Hey, I want to chuck my face for other people to wear it."
Maybe if you're dressing up for your partner, it could be their hall pass.
Yes, might save a marriage or two. Who knows? Not the strangest invention of the year. There's been some interesting ones. The Massage Me, this is one where you can enjoy video gaming together. So your partner, obviously fictional for you, Stampsy, but your partner's into gaming. While they're playing the PlayStation controller, it's massaging you.
Oh, that is brilliant.
So very kind of cool.
Yeah.
How about this, the Beauty and the Geek keyboard jeans? Why carry a keyboard around when you can just use your pants? So basically across the crotch area is the keyboard, so you can type away.
Oh,
not great, is it?
Too many innuendos, not suitable for this time slot.
Okay. What about the metal detector sandals? You're walking along the beach. Don't be carrying one of those big things. Just let your sandals do the work.
I don't hate it.
I actually don't mind that. I think that's not bad. Depends, though, because you're not really getting a great coverage. So the good thing about the metal detector is you're, like, swinging it, isn't it?
Yeah, so but if you like just happen range. To stumble across a prized possession or, you know, some money, I mean, you're not going out of your way. You're walking anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah. Good point. And you don't look, you know, unsociable. You don't have to wear the big headphones.
Really, do
you? Yeah. The taste-enhancing fork. So what happens is there's basically these little pellets that release a scent. So while you're eating, you're getting the smell of that as well as eating your food. So it's like creating a whole experience.
Right.
I don't know about that one. I think the food should have enough of a smell for you.
If you've got enough spices on it, it should be, like, smell delicious enough.
Not the only fork-related invention. Mm-hmm. I actually don't mind this next one. It's called the finger fork. So, basically, it's a fork you put on your finger. So, if you've got share platters or whatever it is, you can actually just, instead of getting, like, a toothpick, I actually don't mind that. So, you don't have to feel awkward about touching
food. That is very COVID-safe 2020.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not a bad little idea. Could take some getting used to. But I still don't mind it.
Just make sure you remove it before you wipe yourself.
Would you use the intelligent umbrella? So not only does it tell you when it's raining, which you obviously would be able to know yourself, but it can tell you when you've forgotten it. So it sends you an update to let you know that you've left the house without an umbrella, and can also talk to other umbrellas and share some data.
I just want an umbrella that doesn't flip in on itself.
I mean, I don't think this one does it, so. Samsy and Josh, back in a tick.